This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big cube. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
You like the end of the world? I mean, that's just it. Is you. It was no different in Montreal when you lose game three. That's what the postseason's about. We got a lot of experienced guys who have been through this before. It's you reset. We can win a game tomorrow night. Yeah, is it a back against the wall, difficult game? Game four in their building after losing game three? For sure. But it's an opportunity to even the series. And so that's what the playoffs is about. You reset, you refocus, and you expect to have your best performance of the season, your best shift of the season, your next one. And
that's Coach Spencer Carberry after the loss in game three. They end up losing that game 4-0, Jason noted. Scoreless after one.
Yeah. And a lot of opportunities. But he didn't seem as pissed off with the media after this loss, as he was with game one.
Super upset after game one. You could tell, like, he was short with the media.
Yeah. Because they got so outshot. Everything was just awful. They are blocking a lot of shots still. They're doing that. So, I mean, they're sacrificing. And I guess overall they were happy with the first 25 minutes or so. I guess they're just got to get lucky, be able to capitalize on that.
And they're not getting outshot, 3-1.
Yeah.
The last couple games, it's been
closer.
28-21, I think 29-24.
I think they were slightly out-hit by a couple.
Slightly out-hit by four.
Yeah.
But, the block shots are crazy. I mean, they've been doubling up the block shots against Carolina.
Well, they've certainly proven that they can beat them. But I think what I've seen so far is it takes their best effort.
A Herculean effort?
Yes.
I put up the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. It's a simple question. Jason threw it out there. Is this game a must win? Technically, it's not, because it is the first team to win four.
Well, I'm going to go vote on it right now.
Yes.
It feels like a must win.
I think everyone would agree it's a must win. Because to beat Carolina three consecutive times, it's almost impossible.
Early voting, 100%, yes. Now there are only two votes.
Right.
And mine is one of those two.
I'm going to guess
it's going to stay around
at the end of
number.
The show, it's still going to be in the 90s.
I would
high
assume.
High 80s to low 90s.
Yeah.
And you don't think that Carbs is going to make any adjustments?
Okay. I think that he might reinsert Ryan Leonard.
But who,
into lineup for speed. But it's not like he gets that many minutes when he's on.
Are you talking about Radish?
Yes.
Yeah. He only played 11 minutes in this game.
Yeah, and I'm saying also that Leonard, when he's playing for him, doesn't get that many minutes. But I feel like when we first saw Ryan Leonard, and I get it, he only has one goal and it was an empty netter. I feel like when we first saw him on the ice, he injected some speed and some hits. And
well,
it was all positive.
He's a guy that kind of does pop, yeah.
But then they said he kind of seemed... I mean, it seemed like when we were talking to Coach Carberry or some of the other insiders, whether it was Alan May or Craig Lachlan or Joe B, that he was maybe lost in the sauce a little bit because he's a rookie.
Yeah, he's fresh. And it's still all new to him.
But I could see them inserting him to bring in some energy. By the way, 31 times in NHL history, teams have come back from down 3-1 in a series.
Mm-hmm.
The Panthers did that in the Stanley Cup playoffs just two seasons ago. So
against the Bruins.
I would probably vote yes, it's a must win because you don't want to be down 3-1, but it's technically not a must win. You can vote at Junks Radio, but they need it. So what do you need to see? We want to hear from Caps fans. Caps fans always get Rick with us. They don't talk enough Caps. Well, we're talking Caps. It's the second round of the playoffs. They're down 2-1.
Yeah.
What needs to happen? I'm a noob. I think I need to see Ovi score a goal. Like, we've gone 3 games in this series, and Ovi hasn't done his thing.
I need to see... what has Dromer done, by the way?
He's been quiet,
he's
too.
He's been quiet.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't heard his number being called a lot. Need more from those guys. But, like, more Herculean effort from Willie and then bleeding into the other guys.
Like, I mean, what do they have? 4 goals in the series?
Yeah, but one was an empty netter. They've got 3 goals in roughly, what, 200 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not just Ovi. Everyone has to show up.
Sure.
They just got to be aggressive. They got to pepper Anderson, who's been very good, by the way. Anderson's been very good.
By the way, Protas and Mikey played the second and third most ice time of any Caps forward in the loss. They had 0 individual shot attempts at all strengths.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that needs to improve. I'm stealing that from Chris Cerullo from Russian Machine Never Breaks. He always gives good nuggets and breakdowns of the previous game and what went right and what went wrong.
I mean, look, you were 0-for-2 on the power play in this most recent game. So when you have the power play chances, you need to take advantage. And I get it. Carolina has the best power play defense in the league.
How many shots have they gotten off on their power play?
I don't know, but they...
I mean, oftentimes they scored
twice.
Scrambling.
They scored twice on the power play.
You're talking about Carolina did.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about
us.
Oh,
I'm sorry, you're talking about Washington.
Because they're so good at neutralizing and killing penalties.
It doesn't seem like they get a lot.
No, I mean,
I don't know how many there are, but it doesn't seem like they get a lot.
I mean, it's remarkable how good they are at killing penalties.
800-636-1067. What's your expectation, though? Do you think they win?
No.
I said before 50-50, so you're on the other side of that.
Joe B. said he thought they were going to win game 2, which they did, and he thought that they were going to split in Carolina. I hope he's right. It's hard to come off a game like that when they play so poorly and expect them to come back much better.
You have that recency effect.
I have the recency effect. Yeah,
they can do it, but they...
Can they win? Of course.
They can, but it's going to take like game 7 type effort, which is what we saw from Willie. Which is what you saw. I mean, I think Logan Thompson's always given you his best effort, of course. But some of the other guys, I'm not certain that they're going to that extra fifth gear.
I know this is a simple analysis, but I look at it this way. They've played each other 7 times during the season, if you count the regular season and the postseason. It's 4-3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These teams are even. I know it doesn't feel that way when you watch a game on Saturday night that's 4-0, but they're closely matched.
This is the one where we need Ovi to be the superstar. This is one where we need just Ovi to come to the rescue after being basically invisible.
Well, you know how he can do that? First shift, just go over there and jack somebody up against the wall.
Sure. I'd like to see some bone-jarring hits.
Do the same thing. Just keep repeatedly pummeling them.
And another big Willie game. Willie, give us another effort like you did in game 2.
Yeah.
Because you carried the Caps in game 2.
That's one of the most
that to even up the series.
Might be the most memorable game from Tom Wilson in his career.
Yeah,
for me,
he was spectacular in that game.
Spectacular.
He had a goal. He had an assist. He was sprawling all over the place to block shots.
He was everywhere.
He was on the ice all the time.
I know when I was
killing penalties.
And when I was watching, I mean, how many fights did we have in Game 3? Not any real
Game 3.
Any real ones, right? I kept waiting for like fight to break out, like a real fight.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. Want to hear from some Caps fans. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. Jeff tweets us, I'm confident the Capitals will win tonight. I'm less confident that they'll be able to win 2 games in a row to win the series, which is what they'll need to do since they dropped game 1.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Well, they can win 2 in a row if they steal tonight. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
If they win tonight... When they come back to Washington, the energy is going to be insane.
Yes, right. On Thursday.
In the arena.
Right.
It won't be Wednesday. They don't play every other night.
When they travel, it's an extra day or two, right? Typically.
Well, usually they were playing every other night.
Every other day.
Yeah. But for some reason this week, they would play tonight and then Thursday.
Right.
They get a concert or something?
I don't know.
Capital One.
It's a good question.
Could be. Scheduling conflict.
Did you think by the end of that game that they should have just put Lindgren in? Or no, did you have that thought? Not that it was like Logan's fault or anything, but as the game was slipping away, just to get him out of there, I don't know. I was thinking it as I was watching it. Not as anything other than just give him a break. Let Lindgren see a few pucks here.
I was fine with keeping Thompson
you
in.
You were?
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at it too, all right, so it's 2-0 after the second period, and they scored early on in the third period. 3-0. You're going to pull them at 3-0. It's not like you're giving up 6 goals, and then they scored in a power play with a couple minutes left.
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't give them power plays because they've been pretty damn good on the power play, and the Caps haven't. I don't know how the Caps can take advantage of it. I mean, the Carolina's just so good at just killing it.
Their penalty kill is outstanding. Man, I mean, from not having watched it, obviously, throughout the season, knowing that
it jumps out at
that metric.
Just watching it
when
in
you
this
watch
series.
It in a series, when it's the only thing you're exposed to, it definitely jumps out at you.
If you were Cakes Carberry, what would you do for game 4?
To learn how to break down their penalty kill?
No, I'm just saying, no, not in general, overall. What are you doing?
I want to hear Cakes adjustment.
I want to hear your adjustment.
I don't have any adjustments.
They got to play better hockey.
I'm not on the coaching staff.
I'm just wondering, do you agree with JP, give Leonard another shot?
That ain't going to win the
game. I don't
think
that's going to happen.
That's not going to win.
He's on ice for the rest of the season.
There's a reason he took away Leonard's sweater mid-playoff series. I don't think he's going to give it back. Now, if he does, then JP's vindicated.
Why? He's young, fresh legs. I mean, maybe not fresh legs because he went through the whole college season.
I mean,
but
I think there's a reason he took him off the ice. Yeah, I don't think he's going to change his mind two games after he
decision. You don't think he would take the sweater just to, hey, you just need a different perspective?
Maybe.
They haven't given up on the kid.
Carberry, he does like to move pieces around to try to get the best matchup.
He hasn't given up on him. I think.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Nor should he.
Yeah, the guy's going to be a stud.
The guy's a top 10 pick.
So why wouldn't you give him another shot? Now you've motivated him a little bit. He's watched
probably
two games.
Just more on a veteran at this point. Yeah. He just has more trust to give Radish the spot than Leonard.
I think they said after the first time they pulled him, he stayed after, got extra work in. That's exactly the kind of message you're trying to send. I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing him back in there.
Like I said, I could see them putting him in there to inject a little life, shake it up.
He looks scrappy, too. You know, he's definitely not afraid to stand up to guys.
Oh, no. He's like a smaller version of Tom Wilson. He's a scrapper.
Yeah.
He's going to get in your face.
Yeah.
He's going to be physical.
They fight a lot in college hockey?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think they just fight a lot in hockey.
I'll be
in
honest.
General.
My exposure to college hockey, close to nil.
Limited?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's basically just Ryan seems, Leonard highlights.
It just seems like when they're battling for pucks, the 50-50s, the Canes are always getting it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal legit. Taco, taco, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
And they're quicker at every position.
They seem like they're quicker, a little feistier.
I feel like they're better passers. Like, their passing's on point, stick to stick. I mean, sometimes the Caps will, you know, bobble a puck or they'll slip and fall on the ice. At least that was for game 3. And the Canes just aren't making those mistakes.
Well, I want to thank all the Caps
fans
for
chiming
in.
Yeah.
We have more Disney fans calling in.
They seem pumped.
We'll get back to Disney talk.
Caps fans, you're fake. Every Cap fan out there listening, you're fake.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I wouldn't call them fake.
You're fake.
Here's what they are. They're scared.
Scared?
They're a little bit scared.
Yeah, you're just fake.
Being in a 2-1 hole.
Talk about a line at Disney, you get 100 calls.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, for all your residential, commercial, cooling, heating, plumbing, and pest control needs this season, do what I always do. Trust the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. You know, another scorching Washington summer is right around the corner with temperatures warming up. Make sure your cooling system can keep up. Call Crop Metcalf today. Schedule your $99 cooling system check. Ensure your family's comfort all season long. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go. This deal legit. Taco to go. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. $2.99.